It's a beautiful August morning. It's not going to be very hot today, but it's going to be warm enough and there's not a lot of wind. So I'm going out looking for birds. That sound, pee-a-wee. That's kind of what it says. It's a flycatcher and it's called a wood pee-wee, eastern wood pee-wee. And of all the birds, that's one of the ones that actually does say its name. Ah, he moved away, so you don't get to hear him. I might try to chase him through the woods a little bit, but it's really hard. Wood pee-wees nest up here, and we hear them most of the summer because we're near a hardwood ridge, and they really do like deciduous and, in particular, maple woods. They're just small flycatchers, and they're not marked in any outstanding way. Pretty plain. But the song is very distinct. So, that's a wood pee-wee. I just heard the scolding sound of... There it was again. It went three times. Of a Philadelphia vireo. That's kind of like a call note. I always call it a scold. It's similar to a sound that a red-eyed vireo makes, but when the red-eyed vireo makes that sound, it just makes one phrase instead of like three. I always call it a complaint. I don't know how else to characterize it. The other sound, the loud, sharper sound you hear, that's a chipmunk. It's kind of, yeah. It's probably an adult interacting with one of the young because they're still traveling together with these little chickadee flocks. I wish the chipmunk would stop because that's actually a much louder sound, sharper sound. But I think you can hear that. Yet. Philadelphia vireos are breeding birds here, and they look actually a lot more like warblers even than red-eyed vireos. But both birds are about warbler size, a little bit larger. And they're insect eaters, and they're going to migrate out of here pretty soon. But they nest very, very high in deciduous trees, these Philadelphia vireos. And they're a bit hard for people to find because their song is very similar to the red-eyed vireo, so it's confusing for birders to find this bird. They're kind of plain in many ways. They have a yellow flush on the breast and the belly. But they have a different kind of a bill than a warbler, and it's kind of seems like a fine point, but it's something that if you start looking at birds will become evident. Anyway, that nyet, that little complaint-like sound was a Philadelphia vireo. That sort of alarmed sound the bird is making. It's a white-throated sparrow, and I call that note pink. And it is kind of an alarm note. And he's probably got young, a family, moving through here, and he's just disturbed. I'm not really off a path, but he just jumped up and started chipping at me, so I suspect there's something going on not too far in the woods from where I am. White-throated sparrows are the sparrows that sing that whistle song all spring and all summer long, and you can still hear them sometimes. They'll still do some singing, not as much now because they're out moving with their families. But if you hear this sound and look around, I mean, I can see the bird. He jumped up and he's quite visible making this alarm note. So that's kind of a common sound now towards the end of the sort of summer season because they're busy, you know, they're protecting their families. Well, I'm going to move on. He doesn't like me. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.